It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands who make the Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll bring you the latest track from The Scullers, Cricket Excellency from Exothermic Reaction, turn up a track from Low Life, Chicken Over the Phone with Diego Alessandro and his Jersey Rock debut. But first, let's kick off the show with an artist performing on the green on the Asbury Park Boardwalk next to Mogo on August 21st with Vendetta Rose. I'm talking about B. Wood. Here's his latest, It's Lost and Found, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Been a long time coming, I know. It's been a long time running. Whoa, no, it's been a long, dark road. That's for sure, here I go again. Heaven knows I've been lost and found again and again. No, I'm right back on track. Would you like to be my friend? Oh, I know I'm lost again. I know, lost again. I know, lost again. I know. Heaven knows I've been lost for years, buried in sin. No, I'm right back on track. It's never too late to begin. Been a long time coming, I know. Spent a long time running. Whoa, no. Here I go again. Oh, I know, lost again. I know, lost again. I know, lost again. I know.
On 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. His Learning Curves album's out now. Don't miss him on the green on the Asbury Park Boardwalk next to Mogo with Vendetta Rose on August 21st. More info at bwoodmusic.com. Joining us over the phone is Jack Sculler. The Scullers have a new EP on the way this October, and we're about to premiere a brand new single off of that disc. Jack, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me on, Tom. Always fun talking to you.
Hell yeah, bro. And word is that you're like out in Nashville right now?
I just got back from Nashville, because I was doing some songs with the Everly Brothers. I have an Everly Brothers tribute band called The Everly Set.
And, of course, you guys are currently working on this new EP. How's that going?
It's going great. For this new single that just came out, Brooklyn Girls, I felt compelled to write a song with a waltz time signature and a single chord progression. I wanted to channel the hypnotic rhythms that you'd usually feel in a big city. So we got to experiment a lot in the studio, and we used an electronic bow instead of live strings. We loved the sound, and it was great. We had a, it was really, the recording was extra special because we were in the studio continuously, and we had this dynamic with our producer, Don DeLego, where we could really play around with the arrangements and make the room sound bigger. We're really excited.
Seems like every type of recording session that you're involved in, there's something really cool and artistic going on. And that sounds the same for this. Well, is this single available now for download, or how could someone get a copy of it?
This single is available now everywhere, streaming, everywhere digital songs are available. You can stream it on Apple Music and Spotify too. And when we play this song live, you kind of get the feeling that folks aren't used to hearing a waltz beat at a rock show, because it's, you know, it's kind of cool to watch people's ears perk up and recognize that you're trying something new.
I love it, and I love what you're doing and the progression that you're showing. If somebody wants to find out more about Jack Sculler and the Scullers, how can they do so?
By thescullers.com, signing up for our mailing list there. And we send out our monthly newsletter, and we're also on Instagram as the_Scullers, and we're on Facebook as the Scullers Band.
And, of course, we're keeping an eye out for the new EP coming out October 12th. There's no title for it yet, though, right?
No title yet. We're almost done.
Hell yeah.
Still mastering the songs, and it's going to come out October 12th. We're pledging to make a video for each song, or all five of the songs. And support for Brooklyn Girls on indie radio has been great so far, and it's different, and people seem to like it. The other new songs are much more upbeat and more kind of power pop rock energy.
And right now we're going to rock that track. Jack Sculler of the Scullers, new EP coming out October 12th. You can get the new single we're about to play right now. Jack, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks a lot, man. Always great talking to you.
It is always a pleasure. Right now, let's rock that track. The latest from the Scullers. Here's Brooklyn Girls on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
It's raining in Chinatown. My train won't leave.
Tears from the Scholars. That's Brooklyn Girls on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Stand up with everything they're up to at thescholars.com. And right now, let's take a look at some of the upcoming shows at local venues featuring Jersey Rock artists. Here's your Jersey Rock concert calendar with Jersey Rock intern Alyssa Servo.
Thanks, Tom. Live from DLV Lounge, Billy Karen Jr. and the Olive Branch Trio. August 9th, doors 9 p.m. Northside Lounge presents American Grimm. August 10th, doors 8 p.m. The show is free. Live from National Park Pub, Bournemouth, August 10th, doors 9 p.m. Proving Ground presents Morocan Cheap Burgers, August 11th, doors 6 p.m. I'm Alyssa Servo with the Jersey Rock Concert Calendar.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is Joe Sid from Exothermic Reaction. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Hit me.
Now, come on!
You
Thermic Reaction with Shredded Soul on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their self-titled album is now available on iTunes. Check them out at 2btbmusic.com. Joining us over the phone is Diego Alessandro. He's currently in the process of releasing 8 pop rock singles called Diego FM, and you can catch him over at the Asbury Hotel on September 27th. Diego, thanks for rolling into the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure. Tell us about this, because it's kind of like you're releasing, and you're doing what I would call like kind of like a new style release of music, because once upon a time, people put out like an EP or an LP, and that'd be it. But a lot of artists these days now are putting out single here, single there, and building it towards the album. It looks like that's kind of what you're doing here, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried things that are more classic music industry tropes in terms of releasing, and we did stuff like with Live 25. We did the virtual world tour for that one solo album that I put out just before we recorded our own stuff together. I've never been afraid to try new things. I got sick of waiting to have the whole album. I really wanted to get this music out now while it felt somewhat relevant. It's so fun and free. I think people are really going to enjoy it, and I just got over-geeked about the whole thing. I just said, you know what, I'm going to put it out. I'm going to give myself a really decent amount of time to kind of get people behind it. And at the other end of it, in 2 years, once all 8 songs are out, if there's a real kind of buzz about the songs and what I'm doing, I do have the extra material to do an entire LP. And then that's when I'll put that out. It'll have album tracks and bonus tracks and artwork. You know, I'll go the whole 9 yards at that point. And if not, then I could always move on to the next project.
Where could somebody grab these singles?
Well, they'll be available, obviously, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Google Play, the usual places. I always tell people, if they really want to support me and my music, to go to my website, diegoa.net, and you can download it from there. With my classic albums, you get the FLAC and the MP3 all for one price, so you can burn a FLAC CD and get the lossless audio, put your MP3 on an electronic device for when you go jogging or to the gym, and it just gives you the most power as the consumer. So if you want to download and buy the music, I always ask people to go to my website and work directly with me, and I always keep the prices, you know, either right where at the big name retailers are or just below it.
And of course, it's a little ways off, but you're rocking the Asbury Hotel on September 27th. What can people expect from a live performance?
Being a solo acoustic performer is a little different than when I was playing with the band. Like with the band, we kind of went all over the place. We were playing country and pop and soul and rock and punk. We did everything. But solo acoustic, I get to do this really cool thing where I can tell stories and be really engaging or be really subtle and kind of draw you in. So when you come and see me perform, you're going to get the best of everything that I can offer, whether I'm solo or with the group.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that you're up to?
Through my website, diegoa.net, whether it's, you know, when I'm playing out or if I'm promoting a new single or a new album or something, or even when I'm working with other artists. Like I just produced an EP with Alex Julia that'll be out in the fall. The first single comes out on August 23rd. It's called Counting Stars, so I'll be plugging that as well. My website, it's a one-stop shop, and then you could also link right to my social media accounts as well, which I keep up to date.
And the track we're doing off of the upcoming Diego FM, tell us about I'll Fall With You.
I'll Fall With You, like I said, it was just a simple 80s sort of pop song. I used a Yamaha DX7 from 1983 and a 1982 Lindrum LM2. So it really was such an 80s song. I was using equipment from that era. I've been wanting to make 80s style synth pop and pop rock for 20, 25 years as a musician. That was always a dream of mine. Now that stuff is kind of culturally relevant again, you know, it just seemed like a great time. Like I have all these pop songs that I haven't used for the past 4 or 5 years sitting around collecting dust. I really want to get them out. I like them. I'll Fall With You was just the first one that came to mind. I'm like, I have to go synth pop with this because it would just fit so nicely.
I think with the advent of synthwave taking over YouTube and shows like Stranger Things out there, this is a perfect time for it, and this is the perfect song for it. Diego Alessandro, catch him at the Asbury Hotel September 27th, and keep an eye out for his Diego FM 8 singles being released over the next 2 years. Diego, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Diego Alessandro with I'll Fall With You on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Lowlight, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat Jersey Rock Podcast.
Lowlight with Can't Stop on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. You can catch them in action at the Danny Clinch Transparent Gallery at Asbury Park on August 16th. More info at lowlightnj.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.